Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Well, folks, my sister Deirdre passed away about a year and a half ago. We have a plant with large, deep green leaves at home that I'd brought to her wake. I think of her when I see it. It just flowered, a surprising, delicate white flower that reminded me of a turning point in my life about 25 years ago. I was in an airport waiting. There was a very crippled young man in a motorized wheelchair next to me. His face was contorted and he was making odd spastic movements. I was hesitating about chatting with him, afraid of something, I don't really know what. We started chatting. His words came out badly bent by his uncooperative mouth muscles. I found it very, very difficult to understand him, but I was deeply moved by the effort he put into speaking with me. As we worked at it, I heard he was a spokesperson for the New York State Office of Disabilities. I could see why. He was really smart and really engaging. We talked about his life and his work educating folks about issues facing people with disabilities. He asked about my family and if I have siblings. I remember what I said word for word. I have an older brother, Charlie, a younger brother, Eugene, like the playwright, and a severely retarded younger sister, Deirdre. He said, "No, you don't have a severely retarded sister. You have a sister, Deirdre, who is severely retarded." I said, "Sorry, can you say that again?" He said, "No, you don't have a severely retarded sister. You have a sister, Deirdre, who is severely retarded." Yes, that's right. When it's difficult and frustrating to be with each other, we often define each other by our differences, be they mental or muscle, skin color, age, weight, gender, sexual preference, or whatever, and we stay apart. Or we can work to communicate and blossom into more than we can ever imagine. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.